There's a great debate as to what the 10 tests that Avram went through. And the general consensus is that the final test was Akedat Yitzhak. And Avram obviously passes with flying colors. He does what he's supposed to do, even though it is so incredibly difficult for him to do. And that is something that really he deserves tremendous credit for. But if you actually look carefully, perhaps there is another test afterwards. We have to figure out what do we make of the beginning of this week's parasha. Avraham Avinu's promised he's going to inherit the land. It's a pretty amazing promise from God. He's going to get the whole land of Israel. And so, can you imagine what happens? Can you imagine what goes through his head when he finally is at the point that he's towards the end of his life and his wife dies and all he needs is a simple plot of land to bury her and there is nothing to be found. Nothing to be found. There's nowhere for him to bury his wife. You have to wonder what is going through his head at this point in time. It's so sad and so hard and so challenging. But perhaps this final test, or it being a piece of his final moment, is that, you know what? You have to accept the word of God and know that God's promise really is legitimate and it means something, but there is a time for it to come. And just because God said you're going to get the land, it doesn't mean you won't get the land. It's just not clear when that will happen. Will that happen now? Will that happen in 10 years from now? 100 years? 1,000 years? And I think that in a certain sense, Avraham Avinu represents the Jewish people in that way. There is such a big question so often for the Jewish people as to what's going to be. God has made us all these promises. Mashiach is going to come, and everything is going to be fine. And yet, we sit there and we suffer and we wait. I think what Avraham Avinu teaches us is that it's all going to come. It's just God's word sometimes doesn't happen as quickly as we want. Avraham Avinu never sits there and says, I don't believe. I don't think it's true. Avraham Avinu accepts God's word and says, it's going to be okay. I believe that it's going to happen, but I also believe that it might take a little bit longer. Avraham Avinu's lack of questioning should be an inspiration to us when we go through challenging times in our lives. Have a great day.